translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. After the departure of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead and the supreme ruler of everyone, these upstarts have flourished. Our protector being gone, therefore I myself shall take up the matter and punish them. Just witness my power. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The inexperienced brahmana, puffed up by his little brahmana tejas, became influenced by the spell of Kali Yuga. Maharaj Pariksit gave license to Kali to live in four places as mentioned herein before. But by his very expert government, the personality of Kali could not find the places allotted to him. The personality of Kali Yuga, therefore, was seeking the opportunity to establish authority. And by the grace of the Lord, he found a hole in the puffed up, inexperienced son of a brahmana. This little brahmana wanted to show his prowess in destruction, and he had the audacity to punish such a great king as Maharaj Pariksit. He wanted to take the place of Lord Krishna after his departure. These are the principal signs of upstarts who want to take the place of Lord Sri Krishna under the influence of the age of Kali. An upstart with a little power wants to become an incarnation of the Lord. There are many such false incarnations after the departure of Lord Krishna from the face of the globe. And they are misleading the innocent public by accepting the spiritual obedience of the general mass of people to maintain the false prestige. In other words, the personality of Kali got the opportunity to region through the son of a brahmana Singhi. Did I recite the pranam mantra? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
Yes.
Okay, did I? Okay, that's good. Okay. Forgot. Okay. Okay, O my Gyanti Mandasya Gana Gana Salakaya Sukramitamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Sayanupa Mayam Dadati Svapanandikam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raguna Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Raguna Vitam Tam Vitam Sajivam Krishna Kavina Sindhu Dinna Bandha Jagat Pare Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tamta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vidyamaneshwari Rubana Sadevi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kapajubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavicha Padinam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, from this purport, from this cursing of Maharaj Pariksit by Sringi, we can learn a few lessons. So, how the position of a spiritual leader should be given to one who is qualified. That's one point to be learned from this. And Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport about false incarnations, like Sringi was influenced in his... He came to be on the position of Lord Krishna to correct a king like Maharaj Parikshit. So, this is one of the influences of the age of Kali, which has effect on people who are not spiritually strong. They get influenced by these things. So, particularly in this age, we have to be very careful in our spiritual practices, that we practice very seriously. It's just the influence of the age is like that, that it covers your vision very quickly. And it's not just the age itself, it's also you're dealing with the material energy, because this is the kingdom of Maya. So material energy is always influencing and testing us to see. Prabhupada gave an example. He said, just like the police is there to make sure that the criminal has become a good citizen. So in the same way, Maya is Krishna's police agent. She's testing everyone out to see whether they become surrendered to Krishna or not. So, another point to note in this purport is how Maharaj Parikshit, he could have counteracted this Brahmana's curse, he could have counteracted. But being an advanced devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, he was on the virtual level of Sukadeva Goswami, he didn't bother counteracting the curse, because he took it as Krishna's plan, that whatever happens, maybe Krishna's got a plan behind it. So that's another point to note, how as we advance in Krishna consciousness, Krishna is there to... Prabhupada gave an example. He said, when people are working in some place, the boss will only speak to the important person. He won't speak to everyone. The same way, Krishna is within our heart. He's watching everything. And he'll only speak to the advanced devotee. He won't just speak to anyone. So something to learn from this is that if you want to connect with Krishna, we have to become serious in our spiritual practices. We have to learn to see through the eyes of scriptures. Don't depend on the mundane eyes. We have to... Our faith in the holy name should become strong. Understanding that the holy name is non-different from Krishna and is full of all potencies. If one doubts these two things, that the holy name is non-different from Krishna and is full of potencies, then one cannot chant the holy name all the time. This is Lord Chaitanya telling Krishna Das in Prema Vivarta. He's giving this point. Because Krishna Das asked Lord Chaitanya the question about glories of the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya explained many points about the glories of the holy name. And at the end, Krishna Das put this question to Lord Chaitanya, that how is it that the holy name is so merciful that he's coming to deliver the most fallen people, and people cannot take to it so seriously? And then Lord Chaitanya gave these two points, that if one's conviction is not strong that holy name is not different from Krishna, and is full of all potencies, one cannot chant the holy name all the time. So we can see how the life of Maharaj predicts it, how Ashwatthama was going to kill him by throwing Brahmastra, and how Krishna saved him. So this history is given about Maharaj Pariksit's life to reassure sadhikas like us who are practitioners that if we just surrender to Krishna, we'll be looked after. So we can see how Maharaj Pariksit was born in a very line of kings. So you can say, in the same way, you can see how even the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement, you can say in one sense, they're in the line of kings. Because the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is coming through the line of kings. So we are here to learn these teachings of Bhagavad Gita and educate the masses of people. So in that sense, we are in the line of kings. So from a deeper perspective, you can understand that if someone really takes to these teachings of what Prabhupada has given in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, and Nectar Devotion, he can get the same benefit like Maharaj Pariksit got. Same benefit. Same benefit what Prabhupada got, how he was brought up and how he learned about Krishna from birth. Prabhupada said, I never forgot Krishna in my life. So we are offered the same benefit as what Prabhupada got, what Maharaj Pariksit got, if we just learn Prabhupada's books. We learn them threadbare. And we we go by three things what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He says, Vaishnava Seva, Nama Ruchi and Jivadoya. So we can see how Prabhupada, he also stuck by these three principles. Because this is the gateway back to Godhead, to help others go back to Godhead. And I was reading the life of Mother Kirtida, disciple of Tama Krishna Maharaj, and within her life, the same thing comes in, how she was a nurse and then she went through a lot of suffering. They took her stomach out at some point. But because she had this relationship with Radha Kalakanji in the ISKCON Dallas temple, she had this relationship. At that point, she was brought up in a South Indian background, born in South Africa. So she heard the Hare Krishna mantra when she was young. But she didn't have contact with devotees so much. But she was attracted to those deities. So at some point she was suffering a lot. She couldn't bear the suffering, so she was going to commit suicide. So then before she did that, she went to see the deities. And when she went to see the deities, Krishna spoke to her, saying, you belong to me, you can't commit suicide. So from that, she started coming regularly and devotees started preaching to her. I think Sankarsan Prabhu started preaching to her initially, and his wife, they sort of got her, gave her time and cultivated her. And even after that cultivation, it took like from 1980 to 1991 for her to come to Vrindavan. They had to cultivate her all this time to take to the practice, clear all her doubts, things like that. And in 1991, she took initiation from Tama Krishna Maharaj. So so we can see how even seeing the deities It's only by the mercy of devotees we come to an advanced platform. And then in Vrindavan, then because she had these qualifications, she started helping devotees. And so you can say in the same way, like Maharaj Pariksit, in the same way he had a good leadership in government, in the kingdom, that he was ruling the citizens very properly. He was not allowing Kali's influence into the kingdom. So you can see Mother Kittada did the same way, how she helped devotees out in a big way, in helping them in their Krishna consciousness. So we also, being part of the devotee in the Krishna consciousness, as devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have to be learn to be Krishna's instruments to help others in Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya, he mentions in the Chaitanya Mangal that in this world there's only two things real, that is the Vaishnavas and chanting of the holy name. Everything else is temporary. We can see how in the life of Maharaj Pariksit, he had that training. He was brought up about learning about understanding who Krishna was from birth. He had that heritage. So we can see from this point, we can get another understanding how culture is very important. There's a letter by Prabhupada. Let's see if I can find it. But by having culture, we can actually, even if you are not very learned in scriptures and very scholarly, by having culture we can benefit others in their Krishna consciousness. Like Mother Kirtadas, for my example, she didn't read many books in terms of, she wasn't reading them, but she took to chanting the holy name very seriously. So in Vrindavan, once they took the pipe out of her stomach or something, and her health became very good. And she started chanting 64 rounds, 40 rounds like that every day. And from her qualifications, she started to help devotees out. She helped many Gurukul boys, because, you know, coming from a foreign country, they're coming to Vrindavan, their parents are not there, so they don't have a mother figure. So she was like the mother for these Gurukul boys. And she also helped Mother Vishakha out, actually. In Jagannath Puri, when she was becoming pregnant, she actually helped with the pregnancy. So we can see from this life of Mother Kittada how if we are serious in our chanting and we follow these three principles, Vaishnava Seva, Nama Ruchi and Jiva Doya, our clearance to Krishna is very easy. So we can see even Maharaj Pariksit did the same thing in the same way. He did that same principle, how he was protecting his kingdom from Kali entering, and he protected the innocent citizens. He made sure that Sankirtan was strong within his kingdom that was going on. So we also have the same way we can do it how Maharaj Pariksit did it in his time. If we just structure everything the way how he was running his kingdom, the Krishna consciousness movement, we can do the same way then we can also benefit people who are coming to Krishna consciousness. And actually, there's one blessing of the age of Kali, actually. Vyasadeva glorifies the age of Kali. He says, this is the 11th canto, chapter 5, 36, 37 verses. It's explained how in the age of Kali, there'll be many great devotees taking birth. So this is the advantage of the age of Kali, that by the association of advanced devotees, going back to Godhead is very easy. In other ages, there was too much opulence. People had more lifespan, better memory, more strength. Demigods used to come down. So there was more distraction in terms of practicing spiritual life. People used to get sidetracked away from it. But in the age of Kali, demigods don't come down because it's so degraded. It's like, he said, even they don't come to even pass urine here. It's so degraded age of Kali. So but the advantage is that Vaishnava association is there. So if we make the Vaishnavas part of our family, then our success in spiritual practices will become perfect. So even even this understanding on what is Vaishnava association, that's a science in itself, that one has to be around those who are serious in their practice. Because Narottam Das Thakur, he says, avoid jnanis, thagis, yogis and mixed devotees. So mixed devotees have their own agendas, how they want to approach Krishna. So it'll take a little longer time for them to become purified. But if we associate with advanced devotees, then our path is very easy. And so there's some, let's see if I can find this quote. Okay. Okay, this is from 11th canto, chapter 5, text 38 to 40. Kalo kite yugam tasya, kalis tasya kito yuga, yasya chetaya govinda. Hidaya yasya nischuya na chuta. For one who has Lord Govinda in his heart, Satyug becomes manifest in the midst of Kaliyug. And conversely, even in Satyug becomes Kaliyuga for one who does not have the infallible Lord in his heart. The holy name of Krishna is so potent everywhere, at all times, and in all circumstances. Therefore, one should always chant the holy names of the Lord, either in Kaliyuga, Satyug, or heaven, or hell, or in Vaikuntha. Krishna's holy name is eternally non-different from him. So, wherever there is darkness, there is always light. You can't separate darkness from, there is always opposite side. So at all times, there is always the help of those who are advanced if we are seeking that help. The human form of life, we have the special advantage of achieving perfection. He says there are 8,400,000 species, and out of the 400,000, the civilized human life is very rare. So somehow by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he's giving the mercy to everyone so easy that if we are open to that mercy, we can achieve perfection very quickly. Because he says by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the difficult things become easy. And without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the easy things become difficult. So and actually virtually everything is given to us. We don't have to endeavor so much actually to, we just have to study the books, take to the practice, and to help others. It's a very simple process, is Krishna consciousness. In Srila Prabhupada's time, it was a little more difficult because, in a sense that all the books were not written, all the Prabhupada was there to guide his followers, but now it's much easier in a sense that Prabhupada has given everything in his books. And we just have to study the books and take association of those who are practicing. And in this way, we'll get the connection with Krishna very quickly. When Prabhupada speaks about these false incarnations, there was an instance in Bombay one time. Srila Bhakti Churumaya's comments on his, one of his lectures, Shishi Radha Gokulanda Ki. There was one person, he was claiming to be an incarnation of Krishna or something in Bombay. So Prabhupada wrote him a message. He sent a message to this person telling him that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7. So do something which is not normally done, you know. At least lift a table with your one little finger, you know. Or something, do something. So this person, he said, why is Bhaktivinoda Swami giving, why is he giving me a hard time, you know. And then after that, he became Prabhupada's disciple. Because he realized what Prabhupada was saying, the truth. Couldn't argue it. So we can see from this how even these pseudo cheaters and incarnations, if they come in touch with a pure devotee, their life can change. And even who was that person? In the early years, he had many. He claimed to be Krishna, and they threw a pie in his face. Who? Guru Maharaj, that's the one. Yeah. So actually, there was one Prabhupada disciple. Quite famous. He writes BTG articles. He got Prabhupada's Gita and he read it. Then he asked Guru Maharaj that, can you free me from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease? So the Guru Maharaj, he didn't want to say in public by correcting this. You know the devotee's name? Anyway, forget. Anyway. But he called him in his office. He said, actually, I can't really help you. You have to go to Swami Bhaktivedanta. He can save you. I can't save you. So even he admitted that actually what he was saying wasn't correct. So we can see from this how from this example, wherever there is darkness, there has to be light. So if we are always trying for the light, then Krishna will guide us in the proper way. Today is also Hanuman Jayanti, right? Yes, so I'll say something about that. Okay, maybe this will connect with the purport also. So we can see how Prabhupada is. This is based on Prabhupada's BTG articles. In Srila Bhakti Shurma has composed the book and they've made it into this book form now. So nowadays different societies are shooting up like mushrooms. One such society that has made its presence felt claims to have started a movement for establishing the ideal kingdom of Lord Ramachandra. But the kingdom of Ram, it is a propagating, seems to be without Lord Ram. Lord Ram's biggest competitor was a demon named Ravana. And present day descendants of Ravana are also busy trying to kill Lord Ram. So, where is the question of one wanting to usher the golden age of Lord Ram? If one is sincere about establishing the ideal kingdom of Lord Ram, then everything in the world should be engaged in Lord Ram's service. But the attempt to reduce the position and prestige of Lord Ram is in fact an attempt to establish the tyrannical rule of Ravana, the demon king. And if such a mistake is committed, then Hanuman, the valiant and inconceivable, invincible servant of Lord Ram, will have to come and rectify the situation by destroying the entire race of demons. In order to avoid this mistake at the outset, we must follow the path of Karma Yoga taught by Lord Krishna. So we can see from this how Hanuman is still here. Even Lord Chaitanya, when he went to different temples in Lord Shiva's temple, he saw different demigod temples. He also respected Hanuman, and in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya says that anyone who offends Hanuman, he will not make any spiritual advancement. Because Hanuman is very unique. He appears in three pastimes at one. He appears in... So, in Jagannath Puri, there's a pastime with Lord Jagannath, how there's a deity of Hanuman near the ocean. So one time Hanuman went to Ayodhya. And when he went, the ocean was coming in to inundate Jagannath Puri, disturbing the citizens. So Lord Jagannath went to Jagannath Puri and got Hanuman back. And Lord Jagannath told Hanuman, you cannot leave this place. You have to guard the ocean from coming in. So that's one pastime. And I think there's 8 deities of Hanuman around that Jagannath Puri. So that's one, and there's another So Hanuman also appears in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes on Murari Gupta. He actually wrote the diary of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And between him and Swarup Damodar, this book Chaitanya Mangal came about by Lochandas Thakur. And Hanuman also appeared on helping the battle of Kurukshetra. He was on the flag of Arjun. And Bhima met Hanuman when he was going to the Himalayas where no humans could enter. Bhima was running down that place, killing all the tigers, elephants and wild animals. Hanuman appeared on the scene as a big monkey. He was lying down and Bhima challenged him, "Move out the way." Hanuman said, "I'm too old. Can you pick my tail up?" And Bhima couldn't pick up the tail. So then he said, "Who is this?" Then Hanuman revealed himself, "I am Hanuman." Then Hanuman told Bhima that, "I will help you in the battle of Kurukshetra. I'll be on the flag of Arjun and I will also shout to kill the warriors who are against Lord Ram, Lord Krishna," like that. There's another pastime with Hanuman, how one time the Sudarshan Chakra, he became very proud. This is in the Glories of Jagannath, but Bhakti Purushottam writes his book. And in there it explains how Lord Jagannath wanted to humble the Sudarshan Chakra. So he asked the Sudarshan Chakra to go and call. So he asked him to call Hanuman. Garuda was asked to call Hanuman. So Hanuman was called. And as he was coming, somehow the Sudarshan Chakra would not allow Hanuman to go forward to see Lord Jagannath. So Hanuman started reciting prayers to Lord Jagannath. And then he got in. Then Lord Jagannath wasn't happy with what Sudarshan Chakra did to Hanuman. So Lord Jagannath told Sudarshan Chakra, "For this offense, you will have to be one of the walls in my temple until the end of Kali Yuga." And Sudarshan Chakra said, "Oh, that's a heavy punishment. Can you lighten the punishment?" So then Lord Jagannath said, "Okay, you'll be on top of the temple as the chakra. And anyone who sees you will get darshan of me." So now you see that, So I'll stop here. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much. I just have one question, which is like, you know, when Hanumanji, sometimes when you go out to do kirtan and you're singing for congregational devotees. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Haribol, sorry. Thank you for the very nice class. Sometimes when you're doing kirtan, like, you know, you're traveling and you're singing for congregational devotees, they ask you to sing Hanuman Chalisa. So is it bona fide to sing Hanuman Chalisa, and should you do it because you don't want to be offensive, but like, you know, if you go for a kirtan program in devotees' houses?
Well, one time Srila Bhakti Churuma asked this question about Hanuman Chalisa, and he said there's nothing wrong with it in the sense that it's glorifying Hanuman, but he said, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our goal is to go to Goloka Vrindavan. So, if you sing Hanuman Chalisa, you go to Ayodhya. So,
what if they tell you to sing it? Then you're like, you know, you, as devotee, you don't want to hurt.
No, the other thing is, Hanuman Chalisa is quite long anyway. It's not short. It's long prayer. It's too long. So, we should take the example of Lord Chaitanya simplified everything for us. So you have to sing Hare Krishna. And Hare Ram is there.
So in our preaching, when we go to these houses, different places, we should just advocate, just let's just sing Hare Krishna.
Yeah, it's all in the Maha Mantra.
Okay. Sometimes they get offended.
No, you just tell them, this is simple, this is easy for everyone to take to. And then everyone can relate to it. Hanuman Chalisa, not everyone knows. Maha Mantra, everyone is acceptable to everyone.
So if I've sang it for people, will that affect me? Or is this a service?
No, the thing is, because we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we just take to chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah, but I was just doing it as a service, you know, like singing.
No, but what is your goal? You want to go to Ayodhya or Goloka?
I just want to serve the devotees.
Huh?
I just want to serve the devotees. So if they request, then I'm like, okay.
Anyway, so for those who are strict Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they'll just stick to what
Lord Chaitanya... They will never ask, yeah. They will.
They just
ask.
Stick to what Lord Chaitanya has given. They won't compromise with that.
They just say, no, I cannot sing.
Yes, just say no. We sing Hare Krishna.
Even if it breaks their heart.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I think Srinivas gave the answer. Oh, he says, please excuse me, I don't need to, because within our Hare Krishna mantra, the Hanuman Chalisa is there. So, please excuse me, but I'm respecting it by chanting Hare Krishna, because everything is in this mantra.
Good
That's
point.
It. It's not offensive. I'm actually chanting the Chalisa anyway, because it's all part of the devotional line. And it's what Krishna has. He's given us a gift which includes these mantras.
That's a good point.
Just in his holy name alone. If you just say Krishna, it's there. It's satisfied. You know, Krishna is the source of all these people. So we offer respect to Krishna, the root, who gives us all this, you know. It's just how you want to worship. That's your decision. But we worship Hanuman too, by chanting Hare Krishna. You know, so they can't be offended. This is our way of worshipping Hanuman. You know, they can't be offended. It's in there already. So it's exactly what Srinivas said. Everything's in there. But you can do it in such a way, is how you say it. Yes, every time we chant Hare Krishna, we include Hanuman's Chalisa. Every time. So he's not ignored. He's glorified, actually. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Jai Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.